Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And we are back with another astounding episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our lovely listeners with wisdom, immediate and actionable steps to be more purposeful, positive, and powerful in their impact and in their leadership. Hello, magnificent men. I'm so excited to have you here today. And I'm really, really pleased to have with me Jay Wong, who is a serial entrepreneur, business advisor, real estate investor, and host of the number one self-help rated podcast on iTunes, The Inner Changemaker. He recently got named as one of the top 40 millennial influencers to follow in 2018 and regularly inspires audiences of entrepreneurs, changemakers, and thought leaders at some of the most prestigious conferences and seminars around the world. I personally had the pleasure of not only meeting Jay, but actually sitting right next to him for a beautiful lunch in San Diego several months ago. And it was a wonderful opportunity to really break bread together and be in each other's presence. And I'm super excited to have you. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Emerald, I'm so happy to be on your show because, as you referenced, we met a few months back and I don't think you had a podcast going on at that time. So it's amazing to see your growth, and I'm just here. I'm so excited to get into the topics that we've outlined and that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to start with a bunch of wonderful questions. And of course, I like to do my research. So before I invited you to be on the show, I, of course, listened to your number one self-help podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah.
And the episode that I listened to was where you said, don't listen to your parents. And I was like, yes, Jay, you're so awesome. So I want to talk about the courage. Like, this requires an incredible amount of courage to be able to not only be positioned as you are in this place so young and so powerfully, but to be willing to go out there and say things that people aren't necessarily going to be comfortable hearing. So I want to ask you, what is it that you do in your own life, in your own personal practices, to really find that courage and gird your heart to go after what it is that you want?
And I love that you decided to start this way. It's one of the more personal episodes that I've kind of made a commitment in the last few months to really start sharing more of those insights, more of those things. And I'll tell you, courage is one of these very, it's a tricky topic because courage sounds really great. Everybody listening to this or everybody watching this, right? Everyone's like, wow, courage. Like, I like that. You know, bravery. It's always in the movies. Everyone looks so great wearing it, right? But to be honest with you, and Emerald, I know that you know this as well. Courage is a very scary place. Courage means we're willing to step out and we're not necessarily going to know what to do, or we might not even know the answer when we get there. And courage means that you have enough strength, you have enough going on that you can make that step. Right. And I know one of my earlier mentors, Dan Sullivan, who happens to be the CEO of an amazing company called Strategic Coach, he always taught us that there was four C's of entrepreneurship. Right. And we don't have to get into all of them, but essentially, courage is the second C. You know, I always thought it was kind of crazy, but the last one is confidence. Right. So, everybody, you need to have courage to get to a place, right, to build capabilities, right? So that you can have confidence, right? Everyone can think about things that they're confident in. You have that extra pep in your step. You have that extra swagger to you, right? But a lot of people just think about it in that spectrum, and that's normal to everyone. But the first C is, I think, what a lot of people miss. And the first C is actually commitment. And so to answer your question, it's how committed are you, men, to finding your truth, to talk about those things that are making you uncomfortable, to get on a sales call and share your products and services with people, right? To do the uncomfortable things. How committed are you to living that life that you say you want. It's easy to talk about it. And to be honest with you, going back to my own personal story, I think I hit a point where I became fed up with talking about it, with sharing about it. And I don't know if anyone else has been there or if this resonates with you guys, but sometimes we have such goals and ambition, it impresses normal people. Okay. And it impresses people when you say that you want to get on stage and you want to one day have a billboard, you want to have a social media channel that blows up, you want to have a book that's downloaded, you want to be an international bestseller speaker, all these things. And it impresses so many people because your ambition is so much higher than your normal, right? And people that you're meeting at parties and bars and all this normalcy of life. But you have to understand that for you to even begin the journey, you have to make a commitment to those things. And for me, that's how exactly it started. I said, hey, I'm going to make a commitment to finding my voice. I say this all the time. Like literally 80% of the things I do on a daily basis now, from online trainings to you mentioned some of the speaking to podcasting, I never owned a mic. I never uploaded any type of content. I was so scared of video. I had no idea some of my own capabilities. And it wasn't until I made that commitment that I actually found the courage, which by the way, sucks because it's kind of a life sentence, right? Once you find the courage, it's not like you can go, you're like, oh, well, because you got to get the commitment to find the courage. But I hope that answered part of your question. But I love that you started here because I think it's such an important part. People think you just randomly have courage or you could buy courage or you could do something, maybe take a couple shots and have courage. But it's not that courage that's going to sustain you on the journey. And it actually all begins not with courage, but it begins with how committed are you to attaining your goals and the things that you say you want in your life.
Beautiful. You did a great job. And almost all of my questions are sea questions. So we're sailing the seven seas here with the sea questions. So for me, in my own journey, and with many of the men on purpose that I serve and that I interview and that I work with, I would absolutely 100% agree with you that it's commitment, because this courage piece, as you were speaking about the courage piece at the beginning, what I was being shown and seeing in my own inner vision was like literally the courage is taking this heart of yours and putting it out into the world and like this soft, tender, but powerful heart and saying, here's my heart. I'm putting it out into the world. And so, yes, it requires a huge commitment. And the C that I'm going to ask you about next is commitment to what? And in my mind, it's commitment to being called. And I think the calling is actually antecedent to the commitment. So I'd love to have you, before I ask the calling question, I also want to speak to the normal. Like you mentioned the normal. And sure. What I'm going to say, what I'm going to ask you to go deep with on this is it really normal, or are those just people who have ignored their calling, shut themselves off from their true calling, and settled for mediocrity? So I want to hear about when were you called? How were you called? What activated and woke you up sufficiently for you to then make the commitment and have the courage?
Yeah. So I love the phrasing of this. And I love you. You really did have a lot of C's. I was like, oh man, this is the calling, the commitment. I like this. So I agree, right? To go deeper on the quote unquote normal, right? We were watching Harry Potter during the holiday season, like about a month ago, we did like a marathon, the muggles, people without magic. You're right. It's actually because it's not because they don't have a calling. I think a lot of people have somewhere in them, a little tap on their shoulder, a little intuition saying, hey, maybe you should go do X, paint, sing, create, talk, whatever it is. But you're right. A lot of people have kind of subdued themselves due to the normalcy of life. Maybe they go out every weekend and they drink alcohol or they do drugs. Nothing against doing that if that's your thing. But a lot of times people are trying to numb themselves to their greater vision, right? To improving themselves, because no one wants to admit that they're not where they want to be. We have to kind of protect that ego. For me, and I always say this, actually only recently started talking about this, Emerald, I knew exactly what I wanted to do when I was 17 years old. And the reason I knew It wasn't because I had the perfect vision and I didn't know all these different things. I didn't know the internet was a little different when I was graduating high school. I didn't know that world. But what I knew was that I had a gift in communications and that I would be able to leverage that to build a life around my gift. And I knew that at 17. It was crystal clear for me. But Emerald, I was scared out of my mind. I was scared out of my mind because I didn't know how I could do that. There was no one around me that wanted to do the same thing. You know, I would apply to colleges and university and say, hey, I'm trying to be a public speaker or a motivational speaker. Do you have a major for that? They would say, have you looked at communications? I'm like, well, I'm not really a journalist. Like, that's not necessarily what I'm trying to go. I'm trying to leverage my speak. And so like, it was impossible for me to explain this. I ended up in business school, ended up doing marketing because I realized that you can at least learn how to make some money and maybe leverage my communications in that way. But I had literally no idea what I was doing. And for me, this is what I was doing. I was going through the normalcy of life, what people believe to be the right thing. I asked my parents, they said, well, you know what? We sacrificed, you know, we immigrated from China, from Hong Kong. We came to Canada so that you could go to college. And I asked 100 of my friends, every single person was going to college, right? Was going to community college, the next level college, D1 school, D3 school, whatever. They were going to some type of university. So I was like, I guess that's the thing to do. Maybe I will find a way to tap into my gift that way. Right? After business school, after years of college and university, what does everyone else do? Everyone goes and gets a job. That's what I did because I was so scared. And every time I would try to tap into my gift, I would try to find a way to say, hey, I think I'm really great here. I have this unique ability here. And I knew at 17, but it took me, Emerald, about 8.5 to 9 years of going through the normal things of life, going through what the world told me I needed to do, for me to come to the same conclusion I came to when I was 17. Except this time, I realized that I can't just blame it on my friends, and I can't just blame it on my teachers, and I can't blame my parents for their lack of seeing the vision, because I came to terms that my gifts, my vision, all the things that I had imagined for myself, they were given to me. And so it's my responsibility to find a way to share it with the world. And if no one will listen, then that's one thing. Then I will have to find a way to teach myself how to become a better communicator, how to tell a story in a better way, how to develop a podcast and have listeners so that they are able to share it, how to move people through stories. That is my job, right? And it's my responsibility to my gifts. And so you ask, what's the commitment to? And I think you had a beautiful answer, but I think it's a commitment to being your true self. It's a commitment to your unique set of gifts and skills that were given to you that you know. And that's the other thing. I actually genuinely believe that we all know. I know a lot of times it can seem very confusing. It can seem that you're great at a lot of things so that it kind of takes the heat off of you to not pick one thing. But if we gut checked it, if we put you in one of these impossible scenarios, we had a loved one tied to a chair in a burning room and said, you have 10 seconds to save them. But before you do, before I allow you to do that, you have to tell me the one thing that you love doing, that you could get lost in. Everyone immediately could come up with that answer and save that person, right? I hope it's not a real life scenario, but I genuinely do believe people know. And once they know, the thing is, this is why it's a life sentence, because once you know your gifts, it becomes your responsibility and not anyone else's to actually figure out ways of sharing your gifts and sharing that with people so that you could serve people in a way bigger way.
Beautiful. So much goodness in that. So much juice. And we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about, you mentioned coaching. Yeah. Which is another C word. And we brought in college, that other C word, right? And so we're going to talk a little bit about coaching when we get back. And thank you so much for so much fire. You're bringing so much fire and so much deep, deep wisdom to our listeners and our magnificent men listeners. So we'll be right back after this short break.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
Jay, I want to take a nice breath.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Everybody listening to this right now, let's all do a deep breath.
Nice breath. Super nice deep in through the nose, out through the mouth. Deep cleansing breath, because what is exquisitely clear to me, Jay, is that you are a masterful channel, a masterful creative communicator, a masterful man on purpose, and a masterful, committed to your calling gift to the planet. And I am just beyond grateful that you're here and here to provide your not only your insight, but the immense power that is being literally channeled and transmitted through you. And I see it, and I dearly hope our listeners also see and can acknowledge the gift that you're bringing to us today, because I am feeling activated.
Let's go. Yes. I can't. Yeah, this is awesome.
So I want to talk to you now about the C word coaching. You mentioned Dan Sullivan as one of your coaches, but you know, you have blown up. You've literally blown up very rapidly in your growth. In my experience anyway, I have counted on coaches across a variety of areas to support me. So I want to hear about where you go for coaching and how coaching has played a role in your ability to commit to your calling in a way that college never could.
This is a really interesting question, because I also believe in mentorship and coaching and working with people that are literally doing the things that you are doing, right? For you to model after, for you to ask those questions that, you know, when you're stuck on step two, how to get to step three and you're kind of embarrassed, you know? So for me, because when I started, I had very little startup capital. I was doing it out of my parents' living room. You know, we just talked about their belief system that I needed to go to college and get a job. And after seeing me do all that, and here I am back in the living room, you know, after a few years of being moved out, and they would come home and they would see me scribbling on pieces of papers, and I would try to whiteboard different ideas, and I would tell them about the new thing I learned that day, Pinterest SEO or YouTube this, or, and can you just imagine their, bless my parents, you know, traditional Asian parents coming home after a difficult day, 8+ hours, right? And then feeling like their son is wasting his time, his talent, you know, making money, right? Like all those things. That's where I started, right? And I didn't have any startup capital. It was bad. I had a credit card, and that was really about it. Like, there was no cash flow. We sold no products because I didn't know what it was. I couldn't even find the words. You know, people would say, hey, what movement are you creating? What are you creating in the world? And that would be a struggle. You know, I'd be like, well, how much time do you have? Because I need time to even get to the answer for me to answer that for you, right? And so for me, I really looked the podcast, to be honest with you, it was, for me, I looked at it as the best way for me to be able to give value to the other people that I was asking for advice. Because I would be the guy, and every influencer, every person that's had any level of success, you probably see this in your inbox, right? Where people are asking to bring you out to coffee or bring you out to lunch or to pick your brain. I was that person. I emailed every single person in my network, people that like me, I asked them about their network, right? And what I found was that I would get on these conversations, but it was a very me conversation. You know, Emerald, how does Jay make money from this? How does Jay benefit from whatever you're talking about, right? Whatever you're known for, right? And I found that there was no real way for me to give them any value. And I felt like I had no value to begin with. Had no business, had no audience, didn't even have a website up. So it's like, what value can I give, right? And so the podcast became this way for me to interview them and for me to have a platform to actually put them on. And because of the podcast, it introduced me to all the connections and all the coaches that I could actually learn from. And that's like a life hack, period, right? If your podcast goes nowhere, but you get to interview your heroes, take it as a life hack, okay? You didn't pay their hourly, and I've never been charged to do a podcast, thankfully. But some of the people, you know, I actually have never done this on like a podcast, but I was thinking the other day, actually, of every person that like I asked help in. I think back to a good friend of mine now, but back then, an amazing mentor, Stephanie Joanne, who sat me down in a very sober manner and said, if you don't focus on the business of your message will be limited to the 50 people you strong-armed onto your email list. Okay, I see you there. I did that too, don't worry. My mom's open rates are terrible. My girlfriend's too. They didn't care, right? So because of that conversation, it changed my business, right? I learned how to do online courses with her. I learned how to set up a front end and a back end. The next year I generated 70,000 just because I had that conversation with her. I think back to Jessica Wallman, who helped me with Facebook ads when I didn't know a single thing, and how she would explain things to me via voicemails. And then I would replay them 8-10 times just so I can understand her minute of knowledge. I think back to Alex Sharfin, who's been on the podcast. He's someone who's helped me learn how to actually optimize my body, my surroundings, so that I can optimize my business. And there's so many people. These are just literally a few people that I'm fortunate enough to now call them friends and to reach out in a more friendly manner. But they helped me because I found a way to give them value first.
Yeah.
I found a way to say, hey, don't just let me pick your brain, but let me help spread your message. Let me help you sell your book, your course. What do you need help in? Stephanie Joanne needed help in technology. She didn't know how to set up her lights or her camera. She didn't know what to get. So I made like an entire resource specifically for her. And so it's always, I think it comes back to, how do you find people to actually give value to? How do you find ways of giving value to them with your time, with your energy, even if you believe you have no expertise? And then being able to be open to receive that, I think that's a big thing. And then the best way of building relationships with anybody of influence is that when you get advice from someone, if Emerald gives you advice, the best way to deepen the relationship with Emerald is to take the advice and apply it. I know, revolutionary. But guess what? Your story, even if you fail, is going to be something that Emerald will notice. If you fail, most likely she was like, well, try this, right? And all of a sudden, you guys are deepening a relationship and you're not just taking content for the sake of taking content.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what I heard in that, the question was really more about coaching, but what I heard, what was distilled out of that, it was the same thing that happened for me when I started, was I really didn't have any clue, right? And what happened is I had champions. They championed me and I championed them. I gave them what I could, which was, I was a big cheerleader. I was like, oh my God, this person just helped me so much, or this person just helped me so much, or this person. So I did what I could to serve them and spread their message and champion them. And they then in turn championed me. And it was after that championing phase where it was almost like, they reached down to give me a hand up. And at the same time, I was giving them a hand, right? You know, I was like, oh, thank you so much for that. But after that phase, then the next level was investing. It was investing cash and capital and credit cards, all those wonderful C's, into a deeper relationship and a coaching experience with them. So that all being said, you have gifted our listeners, our men on purpose, our magnificent men, with some incredible value today. And you also are a coach. So I'd love to hear you talk just a little bit about how they can find out more about you and potentially working with you.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I really appreciate the opportunity to come and just share in this format. I always love podcasts because we could do this. It's hard to place what this is sometimes, you know, it kind of almost seems silly to label it. For me, because podcasting was able to change my life from literally being the weird Asian kid that his parents almost wanted to like not love anymore to being able to launch my podcast and for my podcast to change my life, it's become this amazing life hack, but also a great business hack. And I, in the last year and a bit, I've been obsessed, Emerald, on helping people monetize their voice, putting a voice behind their products and services, their community, but more importantly, their movement. If you're a business owner and you're listening to this and you don't think about what you're doing as a movement, right? We have to have a completely different conversation, but I genuinely believe for those people that feel that tap on their shoulder, those people that feel like they have a message or a story within them, I just think we are actively currently in the golden era of video. There is no doubt about that. I just genuinely believe that we're moving into the golden era of audio. And so I'm super stoked that you are having this podcast. And I think because we're moving into audio, the golden age of audio, where everything is accessible, where people, if they want to learn from you, want to go deeper with you, I genuinely believe people should have a podcast as a piece of their legacy. And so that's what I do. I help business owners actually get their podcasts up and running so that they can monetize their voice and monetize their show. And so if you guys want to learn more about that, you guys can actually grab what I call my podcast creation roadmap. And so we broke it down to 8 simple steps. I think a lot of people think it's like more complicated than it needs to be. And you guys can just grab a free copy of that at my website, www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jay. So I want to close with one final question about what it is that you are creating, that is C word, moving forward from here. And another way to ask it is, are you in touch right now with your vast vision, like your legacy vision?
Yeah.
And what is that? What's your big, what's next?
Emerald, this is an amazing question. I don't think I've ever... It's one of those questions that's so big, right? I run a podcast literally on legacy over currency. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool to be on the other end to get asked questions like this. So a few months ago, I would have said, if I had to be honest with you, probably not. About 4-6 months ago, probably not. I knew what I was doing was working. We're making revenue. We're making that it sustained a certain lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But was it in full alignment of where I was going? I didn't know how to answer that, to be honest with you. But I'll share this. A few weeks ago, I had a student and he had just launched his podcast, father of 3, very, very successful consultant, business owner himself, right? Big house, 3 floors, you know, basement studio. And he launched this podcast. He took my accelerator, launched this podcast. It took him a little longer, but we kept going. And I asked in my group, I said, hey, what's been the biggest impact of having a podcast? And I was expecting all sorts of business kind of answers, right? Like now I have access to influencers, right? I got better as a listener. I got better at asking questions. I got better at researching, right? So it's what he said too. But he said, look, Jay, I got better at all those things. Yes. And now I have a podcast. Yes, it's awesome. He launched and they hit like the number 20 spot in the business category, which was amazing, you know, for him. And his podcast has nothing to do with his business. His podcast is about fatherhood and business owners and how to combine entrepreneurship and fatherhood. And it's because he's a father of 3. And so this is what he said, Emerald. He said, the podcast, Jay, what you've given me is that I realize it's the only legacy piece that I have. It's the only legacy piece. And I never made the connection. I know it seems kind of obvious now, but for him, he said, you know, my kids, if I'm randomly, unfortunately, magically disappear tomorrow, my kids could look at my charity awards and accolades, right? They could look at my business accolades and they'd be very proud. At some point when they're old enough, they'll be proud of the house and the life that I was able to provide for them, right? They have multiple cars, they have all these new toys, all this kind of stuff. But he doesn't have like a best-selling book. He's not huge on a specific social media. And for him, the podcast was one of the only things that would be left behind. And so right there and then, in that conversation, I kind of knew it already. It was kind of stirring within me that this is what I'm doing. This is what the inner change maker, this whole change maker movement, what the last 2.5 years has been about, interviewing people and talking about their legacies, trying to find my voice, trying to find my message, trying to get good at these goddamn interviews, trying to get good on camera, trying to get good looking, I'm struggling, but trying to do all these things, trying to learn how to communicate a message effectively. I realized that I'm committed to helping people craft and create their legacies. And whether that's through sharing a message on stage or sharing a message through a podcast or doing videos, whatever it is, it's helping and empowering people to actually have that legacy there so that they can impact those closest to them. Because I genuinely believe that's what it's about. It's not about changing the world. I know everyone wants to change the world. I know it sounds great when you say that, but instead of trying to do that, just focus on becoming, tapping into your gifts, becoming the best version of yourself so that you can end up impacting those next to you, those that you love, your parents, your best friends, your inner circle, your boyfriend, girlfriend. And when you can do that, that becomes powerful. That begins your journey of impacting the world. But it really starts with you. So that's what I'm on a mission on. And this year and next year, and I'm on a commitment to actually just help as many people as I can help craft and create their legacies. And right now we're helping them with podcasts, but as we keep evolving next, we're helping them with people get on stages and being able to share their story more effectively. And so I'm really excited and thanks for asking.
Oh, I'm so excited, not only for you, Jay, but also for all the amazing souls that you are going to activate and touch and elevate and celebrate, just like we do here on the Men on Purpose podcast. Our goal here is to elevate and celebrate men on purpose, and you are most definitely one of them. So grateful to have you here on the show today. And again, can you just give us the place where they can find you, the URL that they can find you? That would be
sure.
Great.
So for everybody, for ease of purpose, just go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com. You guys can look me up. However you're listening to this, I'm on that channel, whether it's Spotify or Google Play or iTunes. So that's the best way. And from there, you'll find hopefully the resources that you're looking for in leadership as well as in podcasting.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And we will be back again with another episode very soon of the Men on Purpose podcast.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.